Hour number four of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through this Friday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend David Ubben from The Athletic. David, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain. It's, taking it a little easy this weekend.
Absolutely. So, David, we are in the midst of a heated debate here on the show, debating where is the go-to fast food burger. If you're in search of a nice fast food burger, where are you going? Where are you headed to?
Well, let's see. I mean, I suppose it depends on where we're defining fast food versus the fast casual.
See, this is part of the debate. This is part of the debate.
It's tough because I feel like Shake Shack is like the number one, but then there's not that here in Tennessee, so I miss it. So if you're talking about just in Tennessee, In-N-Out's pretty underrated too, and that's not Tennessee. I kind of rotate. I like the char grilled smoke flavor of Burger King, but my wife hates it. I do like Cookout. Cookout would probably be my number one.
Okay, another Cookout vote.
Cookout is good. There's been a few Cookout votes. I mean, as you can imagine, this has been a very divisive topic here on the show.
Well, I like a lot of them, so I'll rotate. They're more different than you would think. I will say, I have not probably eaten a McDonald's burger in like 10 years, and that is a purposeful choice.
It's probably a good choice, David. Through five games, where is Tennessee compared to where you expected them to be at this point in the season, both on the field from the results, but also from the program as a whole?
Well, Kentucky kind of ruined it, I suppose. I thought, it wouldn't be surprised if they had lost a close game to Kentucky. If they had, probably slightly behind. But you're going into the bye and you've lost three, games in a row, and you've gotten embarrassed in at least two of those. Life comes at you fast. I mean, you think about halftime of the Georgia game. People are wondering, is Tennessee going to get to Atlanta, a year or two early? And now you're sitting here, wondering if Jeremy Pruitt's on the hot seat, and it's been, 2.5 weeks since that happened? So, college football is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately sport. I mean, I remember Tennessee fans were mad when I think I suggested that maybe an extension is not the greatest idea before the season, because you give coaches extensions when they do really, when they accomplish really big things, or when somebody's coming to get them. And neither of those things apply to Jeremy Pruitt. And, here we are. I think there's some merit to that now. So we'll see. I think in terms of big picture, they're better than they've looked the last 3 weeks. They've played not great and have shot themselves in the foot with turnovers. But now they're going in next week at Arkansas. That's a must-win game.
So are the swings you're talking about there, Dave, David, the swings in I guess panic, from panic to like euphoria, are they wilder with this fan base, or am I just imagining that? And that it's maybe tied to the duration of this, recession for the program.
Yeah, I mean, I think my observations of the fan base, I think that there's like a simmering anger that like is not present in most fan bases, I think. And I think a lot of that is fueled by, they had teams like South Carolina, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt under their thumb for so long. And now, they've gotten beaten by those teams so much that there's just like a base level anger simmering constantly. So when things go bad, I think that comes out pretty quick. I sort of get it, I guess, but I would say yes. The swings are higher, in terms of where that is. And I think it is fueled by just the disappointment of the last decade, but not that much higher. You look around at like Auburn, who's, ready to extend or fire Gus Malzahn based on what happened the week before.
Right.
So, I would say it's pretty up there, just because fans want to win so bad and they want to believe. So when they see that evidence, they jump on it and they say, oh, well, maybe we hadn't beaten anyone, but we have won 8 games in a row. So like, this is definitely the guy. Or, we lost by 30 again. this guy's not going to get it done. Like, we're terrible. Like, we're never going to beat Georgia, Alabama ever again. Like, you know, I sort of get it, but it's I think it's fueled by that hunger. They want to win so bad because Tennessee hasn't won anything of consequence. I mean, depending on your definition, I mean, they're what, 11 years, what, 13 years, or 22 years?
Yeah. David Hubbard from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. David, have you been surprised that the secondary for Tennessee has struggled as much as they have through the first five games?
Well, that's a complicated question. So, yes, but I think pass rush is really the issue here.
Yeah.
They can't affect the quarterback. They're not making the quarterback make any rush decisions. And when he doesn't have to do that, he can make much more accurate throws. And when he has time, they have to cover for longer. They haven't been good. I think that's clear, especially over the middle of the field. But they've been okay. But when their pass rush, one, isn't putting the offense in difficult positions, and when they aren't affecting the quarterback, that's going to make it life hard on the secondary. So you combine the pass rush has fallen off a cliff without Darrell Taylor, and the secondary hasn't played great. I mean, part of that is, you know, Jerome Pruitt alluded to this, and you can call it an excuse, but I think it's true. I mean, Bryce Thompson, Alante Taylor, Sean Schamberger, all those guys have been hurt and been in and out of the lineup and have been playing hurt. That matters. It just does. Especially when you're talking about a hamstring injury for Taylor. Schamberger gone. I mean, it's just been, it has not been great, but I think the pass rush, honestly, is a bigger issue than the secondary itself, because I think the secondary will be fine over time as long as the guy can stay healthy. But the, you know, that's they got to fix the pass rush.
Can Bryce Thompson actually play with a torn pec moving forward? And like, I haven't heard about too many guys, you know, carrying on through that.
Yeah, I guess there's like levels. I don't know. You know, I'm still in the process of achieving my medical degree, so I'll have to get back to you on that.
There's a lot of doctors on Twitter, David. Come on.
I have never heard of someone playing with a torn pec. Maybe it's one of those things where it's like there's multiple muscles and it's like a slight tear. I really don't know. That's like a thing where you shut down for like 8 months. So I don't know. So we'll see, I guess, whatever. That sounds not great. That sounds not something that I want to cover a game with, much less play a game with.
So with that pass rush, I know a lot of the focus on, hey, you got more time now, get more young guys reps, maybe, I don't know, Harrison Bailey. But I also feel like defensively there are some guys who maybe, you know, will be difference makers, playmakers, disruptors for the front seven moving forward, but maybe they can get a little bit more of those guys this year. Is anyone stand out to you in that regard?
I think, you know, Amari Thomas on the defensive line stands out there. Tyler Barron has played a little bit. Maybe get him some more run. You know, Roman Harrison, his second year, but he could be that guy. I think you're going to see a lot of new faces when Tennessee goes and plays at Arkansas. I think you're going to see a lot of young guys play that had the ability, but with camp the way it was, where they missed so many practices and scrimmages, they didn't feel like they could trust a lot of these guys. And now, you know, they're kind of going into camp mode this week and doing some fundamentals. And I think you really are going to see a lot more young guys. Are you going to see Harrison Bailey? I think that's up to Jared Garantano, honestly. We'll see. But I think it's sort of a situation where they want to play for those young guys, but they were so, you know, their hands were tied during camp. But now, you know, in addition to that, you don't have, you know, weeks where you can, you know, work on some fundamentals in practice when you've got an FCS team or a low-level G5 team and then get them some game reps. I mean, you just don't have those opportunities in an SEC-only schedule. So in the Iowa week, I think you're going to see them, certainly have already worked on some of that stuff. And I think you'll see more youth next week. I don't think you're going to see just like mountains of freshmen, but I think you'll probably see some more get some time.
David Oven from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. David, last thing for you here. How toxic is this going to get for Tennessee and Jeremy Pruitt and this program if they lose this game against Arkansas?
Oof. I mean, it's going to get bad. You know, Arkansas is better than people think, which I hope people realize. I mean, Tennessee is probably going to be a slight favorite in that game. But, I mean, it's going to be pretty bad. I mean, we've kind of already seen this a little bit. I mean, Georgia State was such a shock, and they did play the next week, and that helped them a little bit. And then sort of the if Georgia State is the loss that is that puts you at 1-4 instead of 0-1, I mean, I think you can kind of imagine that's what that looks like. But they need this so bad, and it's a team that they should beat. And you're out of excuses because, you know, at that point right now, Tennessee, you know, you have no spring, you are hurt, you're hit with camp, you miss all those things. You say, well, you know, he's still waiting to get his guys, and the roster's not quite turned over and all those things. Well, you look at Arkansas, first-year coach, they were, what, 2-10 or something last year? I forget what their record even was. They were terrible last year. Well, they're not as this. They don't have the same excuse. They put in a bunch of new systems, and they come in and beat you. I mean, that all those sort of baked-in excuses for why Tennessee is in the issue that they were, you know, when they played against Georgia and all those things, those dry up in addition to the fact that you lost to a team that you should beat, but you need to win. I mean, you know, Mississippi State last year probably deserves some mention, but this is probably the biggest sort of must-win game of the Jerry Pruitt era where it's all downside, and all it does is you need is sort of calm the waters a bit. Man, if you lose it, you're really in the thick of it.
David Ubben from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. David, appreciate you taking some time to join us, my man. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll react to the news of the day in college football. Trevor Lawrence testing positive for COVID-19. That coming up next. But first, Joe, you've got a word from FanDuel.
I do, because it is very, very close. Sports betting. It's almost here in Tennessee. And FanDuel Sportsbook has an exclusive offer to get you started. $50 in free bets just for signing up. $50 free site credit. You register and you verify early. There's no deposit required for FanDuel, America's number one sports betting site. It's that for a reason. They got odds on all the biggest sports. They have a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and lock it in. I can attest to this. It is very user-friendly. I need things to be user-friendly, and it is, and there are tons of options on there. And, of course, sports betting is going to open up a whole new world. And unlike other sports books, when you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. Right thing for you to do, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app right now. Check it out for yourself. And when you sign up, use promo code Joe, that's a J-O-E, so they know we sent you. You verify your account, you get $50 in site credit when the FanDuel Sportsbook is live. It's very close. Promo code Joe, $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable, expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. And for problem gambling support, call 800-889-9789.
We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.